Hi, and welcome to Radio Gaga at Planet FM 104.6, sharing life and experiences from disabled people, by disabled people, for disabled people. Each week, we bring you stories based around our multiple abilities. You don't have to wait any longer to listen to insightful views, news, and reviews from around your community. We invite you to join us as we show you our community. Radio Gaga wants you to understand our dreams for a truly inclusive Auckland.
Welcome to Radio Gaga on 104.6 FM. My name is Mel and I'm your host today. Josh isn't joining us today because he's getting a scan, and I'd like to just wish him all our best wishes for him. And I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors, Renaissance Group, a supporting living provider in Auckland. On the show today, I share my journey on Tinder, a dating app, and we also have some news on disability and support services. We also will have some new music by The Weeknd and Robinson. Right now we have Kayla Rae Jepsen with Run Away With Me.
I'll be your hero.
Mel on Radio Gaga 104.6. In disability news, a Burns case highlights deeper problems in disability support services, the union says. Concerns about management in a residential care home in Nelson were raised 8 months before a disabled man was severely burned in a bath. The man suffered serious burns to his feet in the March 12th incident, which is being investigated. PSA organiser Mike Cunliffe said he first raised concerns about poor management at the Disability Support Services DSS home for high and complex needs patients in other DSS properties in July last year. Cunliffe said he had met Nelson Marlborough Health Chief Executive Peter Brunsley and General Manager of Mental Health, Addictions and Disability Support Services Jane Kinsley last September to discuss concerns about the poor management practice and behaviour within DSS. He said feedback from union members working for DSS showed those who raised issues about management got little traction. In one case, a union member was suspended after raising concerns. This explains the climate of fear that pervades Nelson Marlborough Health and Disability Support Services. We are reluctant to get people to raise issues when there is no apparent safe or fair process. Now when union members raise concerns, they may make a statement under the Protection Disclosures Act, which provides protection for whistleblowers. PSA National Secretary Erin said the union was gravely concerned at the scolding incident and would not comment before further on the Pacific incident while an investigation was underway. She goes on to say, however, there are serious systematic concerns around specific areas of DSS that need to be urgently addressed before further tragedies occur. Erin said the PSA had previously requested an independent investigation and a health and safety review, neither of which appear to be given or happened. She says, I am asking for a meeting with the Chief Executive, Peter Brunsley, so we can seek a constructive and inclusive solution. These problems must be solved with a positive discussion where the DHB listens to workers, the PSA, and takes action on their concerns. Kinsley says an internal investigation into the incident was underway and expected to be complete in early June. It would identify with improvements that could be made and would be shared with the man's family. She said when concerns were raised, health and safety management and staff would review and respond to them immediately. We have recently undertaken a review and uncertain where further improvements can be made in our disability support areas to ensure high quality care and support is provided for people who do have complex support needs. Immediate action has been taken and further improvements identified. We are focused on continuing to ensure our homes are set up to prevent as many avoidable risks of injury as possible, as well as continuing to support our staff to provide high-quality disability support. The residential care home is owned by Housing New Zealand. Spokesperson Glenn Conway said contractors visited the home in January and made some minor repairs to the hot water cylinder. He said the temperature of the hot water was within safe levels, 55 degrees Celsius in the cylinder and 45 degrees Celsius at the tap, due to a tempering valve on the line. There was, however, evidence of a cylinder valve that may have been tampered with, so they took the extra precaution of installing locks on the cylinder cupboard to ensure the temperature could not be adjusted manually.
Stranger to the dark, hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are not. in a bird on a drowning man. This is brave, this is bruised, this is who I'm meant to be, this is me.
For you on Radio Gaga 104.6. Now, where have I been the last couple of weeks? Last week we just played a whole lot of music, and that's because Josh and I weren't here, and I feel like I may have a good excuse. You may not think so, but I have been dealing with people saying, your photos look like you're autistic, and I'm like, okay, maybe should make them guess that I'm visually impaired, but maybe if my photos look autistic, then if they're still talking to me, then maybe they will accept me for all that I am, and they will too for you. And I want to share with you how I got started on Tinder, because you may think, oh, it's a bit of a sleazy platform or app to get on, and yes, there are people that just want one thing, but there are also some rare diamonds in the rough, and yes, I have met one, but let me share with you how I got started. So whilst I won't read to you what I did put in my bio, I will tell you though that I made it witty and cheeky and sexy, and I made it so I put into windows in there so men could ask me questions about what I did and my personality. Like I said, I love dancing when I'm cooking. So that puts a picture in their mind of my personality and how I like to behave and express myself. So once I got started talking to them, and they weren't a sleazebag, some of them would ask me why I work in radio and where do I work in radio, and that was sort of like my secret code, so if they asked that, I could tell them all about it and tell them about my disability. So I'll just read to you now what I sent them and told them about my disability. My show is called Radio Gaga. It airs 1 p.m. Wednesdays on Planet FM 104.6 FM, a no-rubbish show talking about disability. I produce a show too and manage a small team. What I didn't put in my bio is that I'm visually impaired, which means I don't drive Ubers for that. So I'm like anyone else and just do some tiny things differently sometimes. I give a good back rub though. But thank God I'm in radio, so I don't have to do that for a living. Ever been on radio? Walkie-talkies don't count. You're welcome to ask me anything. And that last bit about saying you're welcome to ask me anything, it just opens a door so they can ask you about your disability and get an idea of the things you can do and the things you can't do and perhaps some of the things that you need help with and the support that you get in your life. So I will share with you one day the responses I got to that, but once I figured out that they wanted more than you know what, I went on to tell them what it could be like if I went on a date with them or if I was in a relationship with them. I said to them, for example, if I'm driving in the car with you holding your hand, and you said, what should we have for lunch? I would look out the window and see if I recognised any place by its building colours. I wouldn't be able to see their signs because the writing on the signs would be too far away for me. I would turn to you and say, let's have Peter Pitt for lunch, knowing anyone could get something yummy there. Once we found a Peter Pitt, I know my favourite option, but perhaps this day I wanted to try a new sauce. So I asked the cashier to please tell me what sauces they have on the menu, because the print on the list of sauces in the cabinet window is too small and I can't be bothered going up close to it. You may jump in and tell me yourself. My heart would flutter, because in doing so, you don't have to and I don't have to rely on you, but it will show me that you care a little bit. On the way home, we listen to the radio, but bloody ads, right? So I plug in my phone and we play a romantic rock playlist. Because I'm cheeky like that. And because I can magnify my phone, do we stop for ice cream? So in saying that kind of thing, it gives them a vision of what it could be like for both of us and what they could handle with my visual impairment, because I do have to look at things up close, and hey, it might be embarrassing for them with me out in public, but that if they can get over that sort of stigmatization, then they will have a really good time with me, because I want to go to Peter Pitt, I want a good healthy meal, I want to look after myself, and hey, where are they going to take me for ice cream on the way home? So I have sent that to my recent lover, and he has said that he doesn't understand why anyone would reject me because of my disability, which I think is a really kind thing to say. He just doesn't think it's a challenge or a bother at all. And I just think having chosen a man like that, I will be in a good position to be able to look after myself and look after him too. So if you are worried about getting on a platform like Tinder or Bumble or any other dating app, I would just encourage you to give it a start and really show the maybe the hidden parts of your personality, maybe things that people don't always know about you, like for me, dancing in the kitchen. I mean, I do that while my grandfather is sitting in the lounge watching the news, and I just plug in my headphones and cook. And I just want my future husband to know that I'm going to take care of him and I'm going to have a good time too.
All of my friends are the reason I'm lonely. I'm for the weekend when it's not so lonely. Most Friday nights end up looking this way. Wake up so high, now I'm drunk on the feeling. Boredom comes next and I stare at the ceiling. Most Monday nights end up looking this way. End up looking this way. Come on, sugar.
Thank our sponsors, Renaissance Group, a supporting living provider in Auckland. If you'd like to join us on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/Radio Gaga 104.6 FM. And we'll see you next week.